Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the May 10th, 2021 meeting of the University City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. During the study session, the city manager asked that we move item number H3 to I3 so that it would be on the city manager's report. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to make the change to the agenda as suggested by the city manager. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have in your packet the proclamation for Arbor Day, which we have done on a regular basis in University City. So I will leave that to the city clerk to provide to the public, and we appreciate having the opportunity to make that proclamation yet again. You have before you the joint study session minutes with the Renaming Streets and Parks Task Force from April 26, 2021. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the April 26th regular meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have in your packet that John Roman was sworn in the Urban Forestry Commission and Bobette Patton was sworn in the EDRST. To all the citizens, thank you again for your participation. The city clerk has provided us with all of the citizen comments that were provided to her no later than 12 p.m. With their name and address provided. So thank you again for providing those to us. We hope that it won't be long before we are able to meet again in person, but we will work through that as we try to determine the safest way, both for all of you as citizens and speakers, and then for the council and our employees as well. You have before you the consent agenda as amended, sorry, I'm getting feedback now. I apologize.
We should all mute.
Okay. And by the way, you can make your motion by your hand if you'll even just do that if some of you are muted. But you have before you the consent agenda, which is items H1, H2, and H4. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, if you would unmute all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I apologize that we're having these technical difficulties to our citizens. I'll now turn it over to Mr. Rose for the city manager's report.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this first item up under item I-1, request that the mayor and council consider closing out the grant with St. Louis County for waste reduction grant. And I believe Mr. Appleson is here to present this item.
Mr. Appleson?
Hello, yes, Mr. Rose. This item is about a grant that was received back in 2019. Grant objective is education in recycling. Recycling stream has contaminants these days that the processing plants cannot deal with due to stricter requirements in terms of what can be processed. And the grant had an aspect that dealt with education, more hands-on education to our residents. And this included opening up carts and examining materials and as necessary, rejecting collection. We discussed with the grant administration at the St. Louis County Department of Public Health Environmental Services Group that some of the aspects of the grant would not be preferred in University City. As the local hauler in University City, we did not prefer to reject loads on the curbside, or we did not opt in necessarily to examine the carts without our residents' permission. When we discussed the item with the grant administration, it went back to the effectiveness of this type of grant implementation. They said that because it is still in the initiation phase of these types of grants and their effectiveness, they prefer to do it the other way, their original, how it was prescribed. So we were not able to reach an agreement, although the educational part of the grant was fulfilled more for our by our local efforts. The grant administrator said, this would be, at this point, a good decision, a good suggestion by them would be to close this grant out and in another a future grant round, apply for a grant that would reflect better our community's preferences in terms of an opt-in, opt-out type of examination for our residences, as well as not rejecting loads and get that started and implemented in University City. And they agreed to close out the grant mutually. This item is for that.
Honorable Mayor, council members, if I could just add on to what Sinan has indicated. The grant was received before we went into or started with a pandemic. And based upon the environment that exists today, it seems that the actions that would be required of us by this grant are too intrusive, as well as would be required to take punitive action against residents. We wanted to focus more on education and to facilitate compliance. They believed that a different grant would meet those needs. Much more so than what this grant allows. So our intention, my recommendation is to close this one out and we'll apply for a grant in the future that better fits with our community.
So before we move forward, is there a motion to close out the 2019 St. Louis County Department of Public Health Recycling Anti-Contamination Grant? Such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Ms. Klein. Are there questions of either the city manager or of Mr. Alpazlan? Hearing none, if you will unmute all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, the next item asks that you consider a conditional use permit. And I believe Mr. Cross is on to present this item.
Yes, thank you, City Manager Rose. Good evening, Mayor Crow and members of council. As Mr. Rose had indicated, this is a conditional use permit request. It's required in accordance to section 400-690 of our zoning ordinance. Within the public activity district, private schools are required to apply for and obtain a conditional use permit prior to establishment and operation. As a result, Torah Prep has come before the city to apply for this conditional use permit at the property commonly known as 8136 Groby Road. I think we all know it's McNair School. Even though the use is, it basically mirrors what was already there, I think the city thought it was the best practice to go ahead and move forward to ensure we're consistent with our ordinance and have them apply for this conditional use permit that appeared before the plan commission for their required public hearing and recommendation back on May 6th. As a result, staff and the applicants took this before the planning commission on May 6th that heard the, and they heard the testimony of the request. And based upon what they heard as part of the application process, the planning commission did make a recommendation of approval of this conditional use permit for Torah Prep to establish and operate a private school at the property commonly known as 8136 Groby Road. Just a little background in terms of any public participation. There were, I believe, well over 35 letters of support for this request. There were a couple of residents that were allowed to ask their questions. The primary concerns obviously are, what was the impact, traffic impact gonna be with this new use? And as I had indicated, this mirrors the prior use. So the part of the discussion was that it wouldn't have a negative impact on the community, which was one of the findings of fact that the plan commission considered as part of their recommendation. So as a result, we're bringing this before you tonight with the recommendation of approval from the plan commission of this conditional use permit for the Torah Prep request for to establish and operate a private school. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you. Prior to any questions, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion or questions from members of council to either Mr. Cross or to Mr. Rose? Mr. Hales.
Just one brief statement to add to what Mr. Cross said. The commission did vote unanimously on it. So,
any other questions of, excuse me, Mr. Cusick?
Mayor Crow, I would just like to make a comment, and that would be to welcome Torah Prep to the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any other question or comment by members of council? If not, would you please unmute, and those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move to the new item. I-3, Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this item asks that you consider the approval of the second and final payment of $325,000 to the Army Corps of Engineers related to the Riveter Pairs project. Again, these funds are reimbursed by the Metropolitan Sewer District. Mr. Alplasan, anything to add on to that?
No, Mr. Rose, as you have described, this the remaining funding of the $325,000 is intended to fund the activities of the Army Corps as they have presented today to you from the tentatively selected plan completion and then further design from there up to their final report in early to mid 2023 to City Council.
Thank you. May we have a motion, please, on the item? Or did I haven't done that yet? Right?
Correct. You have not.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Thank you. It takes a village. Are there questions or comments, Mr. Cusick?
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, you said this is the second final payment. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the first payment was only $150,000 and that this would be the second payment and that we still would owe them $150,000.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, the payments were divided into two payments. The first payment, I believe, was around February of $325,000. Those funds have been reimbursed to the city at this point. And what you're considering tonight is the second and final thing.
Thank you. And then in light of the extensive questions that the Commission on Stormwater issues, Tisha brought up. Can we discuss further with the commission on working closer with the Army Corps of Engineers to alleviate some of their questions and concerns about flood mitigation levels and stuff like that?
Honorable Mayor and Councilmember Cusick, certainly we can encourage the Army Corps of Engineers to continue to work with the commission on stormwater issues to resolve any issues of concern that they might have.
Any other questions of Mr. Rose or Mr. Apaslan? Hearing none, all those in favor, if you'll turn off your mutes, please. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And I do apologize. I need to go back and do at least one little bit of cleanup. I got everybody's motion and second and vote on amending the agenda. And then I did not call for a vote on the agenda as amended. So can I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Smotherson. Mr. Clay, thank you. Seconded it. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Those opposed. I apologize again. We'll now move forward to new business resolution 2021-17. Prior to questions, I'm sure that Mr. Rose and Mr. Cole will probably have comments to make. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this is the third proposed budget amendment for this fiscal year. The increase and decreases are outlined in the staff report that you received. And myself, as well as Finance Director Keith Kohler, here to respond to any questions that you have.
Are there questions of Mr. Rose or Mr. Cole regarding this budget amendment? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Director Cole, could you, I was a little bit unclear on item 6, the park, recreation, and forestry. The $250,000, I think, associated with that and how that's working.
Councilman Clay, so this is a transfer out from the general fund to the fleet maintenance fund. So this is coming out. So under the parks, Parks Director Dunkel is overseeing the fleet maintenance. So we have the transfer out item is coming out of that, just the park maintenance department. So then you'll see a transfer in on the fleet maintenance fund of the $250,000. Right. So that is on the fleet maintenance side, that is covering the operations costs.
Okay, yeah, I'm just curious, does something happen? That seems like a larger amount, much larger than some of the other amounts. And I was just curious, did something happen unusual there?
No, I mean, it's just basically, it just represents the, for the remaining last two months, we're averaging about $125,000 a month. So we're just, $69,000 of it is personnel services, and then the remaining $56,000 just goes toward contractual services and stuff. There's nothing that's that stands out that is being overexpensed. It's just our normal, just daily, the daily operations for the fleet.
Okay.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, there was no major interruption of services that Fleet provides to the rest of the organization. It's difficult to, as you may recall, we recently changed how Fleet was operating. It used to be a a fund where we really did not track the expenditures as well as perhaps what we are doing today. With that, we used to over budget the expenditures for fleet. Now we simply do a transfer out from the general fund to fleet to cover all expenditures. And at the end of the fiscal year, the ideal situation is that that enterprise fund would end up with $0. But within the year, there's a fluctuation in how much you may spend for gas and oil and any of those other pieces of equipment. So periodically, we'll end up transferring more when costs have exceeded what we anticipated. And in the reverse, if costs are less than what we anticipate, we're able to transfer some of those back to the general fund or simply keep them in the fund balance and transfer less in the future fiscal years.
So the difference in what we've seen in prior years is how we're accounting for fleet services now, both from an organizational perspective and a budgetary perspective.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, that's correct. It's a completely
That would explain it, because this seemed, I didn't recall something like this in the past and didn't get to research it in depth, but it stuck out. So, okay, that makes more sense. Thank you.
Questions from my colleagues? I only have one, and that is on actually item just number one right up front. It says decrease in SAFER grant of $600,000 due to anticipated receiving more funds. I'm assuming this means that we thought we were getting more and we got a lot less.
Oh, Mayor, that is correct. We believe that we were going to receive, I want to say 1.2, is that correct? And so we got $650,000 less than what we had anticipated. And next fiscal year, we budgeted that, just FYI for you, we budgeted that same line item at, I believe, $250,000. So that continues, that SAFER grant continues to tail off, which means that the general fund are picking up those expenditures.
Okay. Other questions? Hearing none, if you would unmute all those in favor of resolution 2021-7, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move to council reports and business. Does anyone have any reports they would like to make this evening? Hearing none, we can now move forward to council comments. Are there any comments to be comments this evening? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just wanted to remind the community and City Manager Rose, I may look to you if I'm speaking in error, but we are hosting COVID vaccination clinics, correct? At the community center, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., I think through May. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So just want to make our community aware that we are offering that, and hopefully you can take advantage of it.
If you haven't had a chance to see how it operates, it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive to see how they move everybody through. When I've been there, the wait time is only as long as it takes you to fill out the paperwork and to move through the system and then to wait your 15 minutes and go home. So it's really been a very effective and efficient process directed by our fire department and staff. Anyone else? Mr. Motherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'll be brief with this. I just wanted to remind us and just make the statement that, you know, we're at a critical stage in this development, and that's the Olive 170 development. And my discussion tonight is about promises and making sure that we keep those promises. That's part of that development agreement. And, you know, first of all, the $10 million to the Third Ward. But specifically what I wanted to actually mention is also involvement with employment for Third Ward residents. And I'm going to read something, just a part of something right now. And I've sent this to all of you. I asked Larry to send this to all of you. And I'm just going to read one part of this, and that is the qualification. This is a young lady that lives right on Sheridan, a block away from where all of this development is going to be happening. And she lives in the Third Ward. And what she says is that my firm is 100% minority and women-owned firm, MBE, WBE, certified as an MBE and WBE by the City of St. Louis, Lambert, and the State of Missouri, and certified nationally as an MBE by Mid-State Minority Supplier Development Council. My firm is certified as business consultants, technical writers, and in general management. I am personally certified as a construction document technologist by this Construction Specifications Institute, and I also have concentrated my more than 10 years work in the St. Louis area as a business consultant on specifically developing and building minority and women-owned firms. One of the points stressed during the meeting regarding the project was priority involvement by the residents of the in the Third Ward. And I want to just make sure that we keep our promise in that regard, and wanted to just bring that to the council and the city manager to making sure that that becomes part of this development from now throughout the entire process of this. So that's the end of my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. In watching and reading some social media posts recently, you know, we often get questions from time to time that are along the lines of like, well, this is what you're focused on. This is what you're doing. What all are you doing? And you know, at the top of my head, I thought back to the many years that I watch these meetings, and I hope that this is of some benefit to the handful of citizens that are watching this currently. I remember these study sessions that we had tonight, I believe, last meeting. Many years ago, they were very sparse. We seem to have a study session almost every meeting, and I went back through it. Some of the comments recently, there have been some comments about how often we vote together. I don't think that that is a negative thing. And one of the reasons I think we're able to do that is because on these major policy decisions, and I went back through every agenda going back all the way to 2010. And we had our eighth study session today of 2021, and we're only 4 months and one meeting into May. Because we're able to have these conversations in these work sessions, it helps us resolve and discuss these issues and get to a point where far more often than not, we are very much on the same page in terms of policy. And I just want to say, I think that is very much to the city manager's credit, as he has continually updating our study session schedule. But just for reference, I mean, going back 2011, there were 5 study sessions all year. 2014, there were 4 study sessions. 2015, there were 5. 2016, there were 8. And 3 of those were about the council having to choose a replacement for a vacated seat that Steve ultimately won in the November election. When the city manager got here, his first full year was 2018. That first year, we had 18 study sessions. And I've got them all listed out here, and I'm not going to go through them. But we talk about a huge depth of policy issues before they come to a regular meeting agenda. So 2019, we had 20, last year we had 17, and this year we've already had 8. I think that is absolutely part of the reason that we do work very well together. And I think these study sessions, while it's another hour every Monday night, it's well worth it. And I think when you look at how well the city clerk has organized everything in the public documents, you can go through just a huge list of topics, stormwater task force, hotel feasibility, the police space needs analysis. There are many, many, many things that the city is working on, various departments are working on, that are all coming to us through these study sessions. And we get tons of information through that. In addition, we have incredibly detailed, our agenda packet for this meeting tonight, 136 pages. So the information is also being provided to all of us in great detail. And it just makes it much easier for I think all of us to process and work together and move things forward. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other council comments for the evening? I don't think I see any hands. Seeing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, litigation involving the public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between that governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, if you will unmute, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. To all the public, thank you very much for joining this evening. To my colleagues, we'll be starting the executive session in about 3 minutes. Thank you.